Let's run this clip of Kevin Costner, because it was very surprising to me. I hate to be one of those guys who ever latches on to a conservative, to a celebrity and says he's a conservative. But I think you'll like what Kevin Costner had to say on CNN about Ferguson and about race relations in America. Fun dip, roll clip, please.
Well, it's not that I got there. I mean, I grew up in a place called Compton. When I say I grew up, that's a loose term. I was there for the first 8 years of my life. So my extended family, my immediate family, I was very conscious of these words. And I don't ever remember them being said in anger. I don't ever remember them being said, but it doesn't mean they weren't arrogant. It doesn't mean they weren't callous. They weren't, you know, they weren't ignorant, if you will, people's feelings. And so I saw it. I used those words.
You said the N-word?
Sure.
In other
multiple
words?
Multiple times.
And you have said, anytime someone wants to shut a conversation down, you just invoke race.
And, it's not the only way you do it, but, you know, when you want to shut a conversation down, you also can walk away. Whatever happened in Ferguson.
So I think there's so much going on there that people will miss. When Kevin Costner says, sure, I've used the N-word many times in my life, and it was when I was playing with other black athletes, and maybe a majority of Americans have never said it. What he's saying is screw you. What he's saying is screw you for trying to judge me on having ever used one word. Because every single person in this country at some point, with the exception of, and I mean single digit numbers, has said the N-word. Everyone from my generation. Anytime I sing along to hip-hop radio, which, by the way, I listen to a lot. I know it surprises people. Kanye.
You do not look like a hip-hop fan.
I don't look like a hip-hop fan.
You look like a Maple Leafs fan.
Kanye's College Dropout is one of my favorite albums. Weird Science is another band I really like. I love Kid Cudi. I love hip-hop, okay? So to give you an idea, the deposition with Paula Deen, remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Baker or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Cook?
Chubby Baker looked like Ursula from Little Mermaid, that one.
She does.
She does. She was asked, have you ever used the N-word? That was the really big question, and she said yes. And there were other things that went on, but she said yes. Okay, Fundip, I want you to ask me, Steven Crowder, if I've ever used the N-word.
Steven Crowder, have you ever used the N-word?
Every single time I sing along to College Dropout, Kanye's arguably best album, every single time if I'm in my car, I don't self-censor if I'm in my car singing along to a hip-hop artist because I know somewhere down the line someone can accuse me of being a racist. Fundip, be honest. At some point in your life, you've said that word at least once.
I'm Pat Martin's son, aren't I?
Okay. But the point that Kevin Costner is making is you can't judge someone by one word without any kind of context. Anyone in this country who wants to crucify someone for having... By the way, if you go out there and you actually use the N-word in its proper racist context, kind of like Joe Biden did with Shylocks and the Jews...
I about fainted when I heard that.
He didn't even pause. He just kept going right on through like it was just part of the everyday vernacular for Joe Biden.
I think it is.
I shouldn't say I don't doubt. I wouldn't doubt Joe Biden being an actual anti-Semite. But if you use the N-word in its proper racist context, yeah, that's a terrible thing. It's a word that shouldn't be used, right?
I think that remembering the early 70s, where I first heard it most commonly used was in it was almost like a nursery rhyme. The kids would run around the neighborhood. Daniel Boone was a man. He was a big man, but the bear was bigger. And so forth. So he ran like up a tree.
Yeah.
And that I had no idea at the time what it even meant, what it was. All I knew it was in that little song.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that thing? That's not a thing. That's a person. And I'm like, oh.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. I don't know how much time we have until the break, but we got a few minutes. Okay. We got 2 minutes. Yeah. By the way, everyone can see you. So these signals are no longer covert. So keep them
clean. Keep them clean.
Don't keep them. It's the internet. No one cares.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Okay. I remember when I heard the N-word actually used in a racist way. So I'm not talking about someone's, you know, I ain't talking about, she ain't messing with no broke. I'm not talking about singing along to some song. I'm talking about a guy using it where he was at a Bob Evans. I was at a Bob Evans in Lynchburg, Virginia. And he sat down and he said, you know, these filthy N-word. And I remember my heart about stopped. I couldn't believe that I had heard someone use that in that way. And it made me realize just how rare it is. It made me realize just how rare actual hardcore racism is. We'll talk about it after the break. Louder with Crowder.